This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to its most recent census, there are 1.339 billion people in China, 20% or so of all the people on the planet. Problem is that China's got just 7% of the planet's fresh water, and there are hundreds of millions of people living in places that have officially been designated water scarce. The World Bank says water and the procurement thereof diverts more than 2% of China's gross domestic product. Not a happy thing in an economy very much in transition. So today, in the first of a series of stories about China's water problems, our man in Shanghai, Rob Schmitz, takes us to the northern part of the country where unchecked development means water is literally running out.
Every morning at 5, Yang Shufang wakes up and fetches water.
I bring a few buckets, enough for drinking or cooking.
Yang doesn't live in the remote countryside, and her water isn't from a village well. She lives on the 7th floor of a luxury condominium complex in Lintao, a city with nearly 200,000 people that's run out of water.
Right after Chinese New Year, water stopped coming out of the tap. Now we have to stand in line each morning with our buckets and wait for water to be delivered.
Lintao is in Gansu province in China's arid northwest, situated along a tributary of the Yellow River. The combination of a drought and a surge of urban development means the city's underground water supply has dwindled to dangerously low levels, leaving tens of thousands of people without access to our most precious resource. Experts fear Lintao could be a sign of things to come.
400 Chinese cities now face a water shortage. 110 cities face a severe water shortage. This is a very serious problem.
Liu Changming is a retired hydrologist for the Chinese Academy of Sciences in Beijing. He advises China's leaders on water policy. He says all of these water-scarce cities are in northern China, home to a half a billion people and a region that contributes nearly half of China's economic growth.
When I first arrived to Beijing 60 years ago, there were springs everywhere. Some bubbled up half a meter high. But now the population's increased sevenfold, and there are seven ring roads around the city. That abundant water is gone.
China's former Minister of Water Resources, Wang Shucheng, has predicted at current rates of water use, Beijing, home to more than 20 million people, will run out of water in 15 years. Thing is, Wang said this 11 years ago. And that's why China's constructing the world's largest water transfer project at the cost of more than $60 billion. In all, 2,700 miles of man-made waterways will draw water from China's southern rivers and send it north. The equivalent of building a cement river that takes water from New York City and delivers it all the way to Los Angeles. Two of the three segments of China's South to North water diversion project are completed. Beijing began receiving water a year ago from the project's middle segment, a man-made waterway that draws water from the Han River, an important tributary of the Yangtze flowing through central China. The city celebrated the arrival of hundreds of billions of gallons of water as crisis averted.
Northern China needs water, but southern China suddenly doesn't need it? How can you take something others also need just because you're the capital? This is not just.
Journalist Dai Qing is author of Yangtze, Yangtze, an investigation into the damming of China's biggest river. She says the state of her country's water, its scarcity and its toxicity, is the greatest danger facing China today.
Every year, the groundwater in northern China drops by a meter. 1 meter per year. That's frightening. But diverting water from the south is not the answer. It will alter nature, and it absolutely should not be done. We are not smarter than nature, nor are we more powerful.
Hundreds of miles south of Beijing, along the Han River in Hubei province, farmers return from the fields after a day's work. Since the South to North water diversion project began, the water level in the river has dropped, says farmers Li Kaiding and Wu Tianzhong.
It's dropped so much that big ships can no longer navigate the river. Nobody told us the water level was going to drop. The upper level of the government notifies the lower level, but we're farmers, and nobody tells us anything.
I asked them what they think of the project. Before they can answer, a farmer whose dander is up launches into a screaming fit.
What does it matter what we think? We have no say anyway. No matter how good the policies from Xi Jinping are, the local government always messes it up.
Back in Lintao, the northern Chinese city that has run out of water, local officials have found a familiar solution. With the city's groundwater tapped out, the city is building a water diversion project, a pipeline that will draw hundreds of millions of gallons of water from the surface of the Tao River to meet the needs of the city's 200,000 residents. I asked County Manager Lei Yongping what kind of impact that'll have on the already parched Tao River.
It won't have any impact whatsoever. This has been certified by experts. If the experts didn't determine this, we wouldn't be building this pipeline.
I asked Lei where these experts were when his city ran out of water. A propaganda official at Mr. Lei's side jumps in to save him. Bian Dongsheng blames Lingtao's water crisis on a sudden influx of new residents to the city. His answer raises even more questions. I ask Bian why the leaders of a city with barely any water allowed a sudden population spike.
Our country is designated a national poverty alleviation region, and the central government requires us to move these people to the city to lift them out of poverty and raise the urbanization rate. We can't allow these people to drag down the central government's goal of building a moderately prosperous society by 2020.
Bian's slogan-filled answer is fit for a propaganda poster. Moderately prosperous society is the official lingo for President Xi Jinping's goal to urbanize China. And the pressure from China's leadership on rural communities like this to urbanize, explains Bian, means Lingtao has run out of groundwater.
Our economy must develop very, very fast. This is a central government policy. Only this way can we bring our people out of poverty. Our government is trying our best to restore water to Lingtao, but the momentum of economic development will not be stopped. No force can stop it.
Not even, insists Bian, the force of nature, as more and more humans compete for a dwindling supply of water. In northern China, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.